Economics. Central bank governor defends passive role. Goal is for stability, not to spur growth. The Bank of Thailand's operating objective is to maintain economic stability conducive to growth, rather than proactively pursuing it, says Governor Prasorn Thirayvorakun. The relationship with governments is a challenge, says Dr. Prasorn. Our goal of stability will lead to credibility, which will prevent long-term bond yields from jumping on inflation fears. If we can create confidence that we have discipline, then we can support growth in the long term, Dr. Prasorn said in an interview with the Bangkok Post. The central bank has been at loggerheads with the Yingluck Shinawatra-led government since it came to office a little over a year ago. Among the high-profile conflicts is how to clear the liabilities of the 1997 financial bailout fund worth 10% of annual economic output. The government later enacted two laws after last year's floods to push for the central bank's expansive role. One law addressed the Financial Institutions Development Fund's debt problem by demanding the central bank manage it. This has forced the regulator to collect a higher deposit protection fee to pay for the interest, while the repayment of the principal is to come from returns on official reserves. The other law empowers the central bank to issue soft loans worth 210 billion baht to match commercial banks' lending to flood victims. It is also not unusual to see ministers, advisors, or politicians publicly express their wish to see the central bank reduce interest rates. Dr. Prasorn said the amendment to the Bank of Thailand Act of 2008 has enhanced the independence of the central bank, but it is public opinion and feedback rather than laws that most effectively support the central bank's independence and shield it from politics. The 2008 law, which balances the governor's power to decide on the policy interest rate with external members through the Monetary Policy Committee, has helped to reduce tensions with governments, which sometimes led to the dismissals of central bank governors in the past, Dr. Prasorn said. The central bank is required by law to discuss the inflation target each year with the finance ministry, which will submit it for cabinet approval. Dr. Prasorn said this gives the government a role in setting monetary policy. So, the central bank is not an independent state per se. But once the target has been set by the government, we are supposed to have independence in selecting tools and timing for execution. It's independence in operations rather than in goals, he said. Dr. Prasorn said the central bank has attempted to tread a fine line to voice opinions during the past 2 years in various forums.